to the left-handed, hitting Lethert for ball one. The second straight game with a three-run inning here for Minnesota. Perry's 1-0. This is outside, two balls, no strikes, the count. Caden Edley, who began the inning with a ground out to second base, currently awaiting the on-deck circle for Minnesota. Prior to the 2-0, Raptor pitching coach Mike Spears calls time and makes his way out to the mound. 28 pitches thrown for Nick Perry so far in this fourth inning. More hits for Minnesota in this frame than in the whole ball game up to this point. More walks issued by Raptor pitching. Minnesota went with the right-hander in his Northwoods League debut, Miles Hansen, tonight. It's the only arm that has been used thus far for the Mud Puppies. Three innings, 71 pitches thrown. Same exact amount of innings and tosses for Tristan Cruz and Barry on the Wisconsin Rapids side. Mound meeting adjourned. Lethert back into the left-handed batter's box for the 2-0 here from Perry. Right-hander set, rocks and fires. Fastball missing in the dirt for ball three. Perry's walking a dangerous line, too, between not having to come back out for the fifth if he eclipses 35 pitches thrown in this inning. 3-0 the count here on the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee product. The next pitch. 3-0 green light, Lethert in the air to left. Walker Buchanan backing up on it to make the catch and retire the side. Minnesota sends all nine to the plate here in the fourth and ties the ball game up at three apiece. We head to the home half of the fourth inning. Top of the order, do it for Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is...
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Zayden Teal leading off the bottom of the fourth inning, taking a first pitch breaking ball on the inside corner from Miles Henson for a strike. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for Minnesota. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. We are now tied here at Witter Field thanks to a three-run top of the fourth inning. All nine sent to the plate for the Mud Puppies. Teal, two for two in the ballgame, has scored both of his trips up. Breaking ball in the 1-1, swung on and missed. Count now a ball and two strikes. Aiden doubled back in the first, his 11th two-bagger of the season. Also singled in the second. Henson ahead for the 1-2. Fastball in the air, right field. Aiden Teal has a double-digit home run season. The first Rafter to do it on the campaign, it is the Mahwa kid, Aiden Teal. Rafters got the lead right back at 4-3. No doubt shot to right field. He admired that one too, did Aiden Teal. Jorge Degatti has reached in his two plate appearances tonight, hit by a pitch an inning ago. The first pitch, driven to left field, it's down for a base hit. Runner aboard, nobody out, it brings up Orlando Lordoy. Orlando reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice back in the first, threw a four-pitch walk in the second. Aiden Teal, 385 feet the distance on that round tripper. The Walker Buchanan on deck, Landon Gaz to follow. The first pitch to the Panama City kid, Orlando Lordoy, is on the inside corner for a called strike. As Abby looks yard card to get punched, and she had the pick right before me today. And I knew it was going to be Teal as well, as the 0-1 misses outside. Still haven't picked a home run correctly in our draft style here at home. That's all right. We'll take the Rafter runs any way we can get them. They got the lead right back at 4-3. The 1-1. Driven in the air, right center. Chasing near the gap is the center fielder, Headley, to make the catch. First down of the inning, and Walker Buchanan, who drove in the first three runs for Wisconsin Rapids, climbs into the right-handed batter's box. Buchanan, an RBI single in the first. Two out, two-run base hit as well in inning two. First pitch to Buchanan. This is up and away out of the hand of Henson for ball one. And a cleanup for a second straight night has been the primary left fielder for Kirk Schreider since he joined the club in the middle of June. 1-0 fastball, drifted foul down the first base side. Rafters have now only been held scoreless in one inning, that being the bottom of the third. Putting up one in that first inning and two in the second, as I just mentioned, off the bat of Buchanan. The 1-1 chopped on the ground to second, charging in Nicholson, flips to the two-bag one. The throw to first is in time. That is an inning ending 4-6-3 double play turn by the Minnesota middle infield. Aiden Teal, though, leaving the yard for the 10th time this season, giving the Rafters a 4-3 lead as we are through four innings from historic Witter Field. Right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I...
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top five here from Winter Field, and the Raptors have gotten the lead right back. 4-3 the score. Andy Ockham returning to you here on your home for Raptor baseball, WFHR. First pitch to Caden Headley from Nick Perry. Check swing. He did not go around. Count begins 1-0. Four runs on six hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for Minnesota. Perry's 1-0. This is outside for ball two. The Mud Puppies sent all nine to the plate in the top of inning four, and they scored three times. But Aiden Teal's solo homer to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning, his 10th of the season, put Wisconsin Rapids ahead. 2-0 on the inside corner, called a strike. Wisconsin Rapids, they got 5-6-7 in the next inning. 2-1 pitch from Perry right in there for a called strike. It was Perry on the hill for that top of the fourth inning. He returns for inning five. The 2-2 to Headley fouled back. Headley 0-for-2 in the ballgame, flew out to his center field counterpart, Aiden Teal, back in the second. Grounded out to second base in the fourth. Two-two. This is inside on a fastball, or so I thought. Head fake from Dylan Collins in the best possible way. That is called strike three for the first out of the inning. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when visiting the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. There's the left fielder, Tomas Lee, beginning the count 1-0 here against Perry. Next pitch missing out in the right-handed batter's box for ball two. Lee 0-for-1, two trips to the plate today, struck out swinging in the second. An inning ago scored after reaching on a five-pitch walk. The 2-0 delivery on the inside corner, a fastball from Perry that's called a strike. It is August the 6th, 2024 at Winter Field as the 2-1 sprayed foul off the bat of Lee down the left field line. Cooper Nicholson, the second baseman on deck. Gavin Shocker will follow him up. Perry's 2-2. Breaking ball, fouled back, will do it again. Middle of the ball game, still a beautiful night, national night out here at Winter Field, and a sellout, 1,530 in the crowd this evening. 2-2 bounced in from Perry. Lee has worked the count full in his third plate appearance of the night. Talk about those standings in the second half. What's at stake? Across the league, Traverse City and Kalamazoo. They're playing right now, and the Growlers are just half a game back. Traverse City at 20-12 entering tonight. KZU at 19-12. The 3-2 fouled back by Lee again. Behind the two of them at 2.5 out are the third-place Rockford Rivets at 17-14. But Rockford clinched the first half. They're all good. Royal Oak in their first season here in the Northwoods League at 16-16. Four back, and right behind them at 14-17 and 5.5 behind Traverse City are the Kenosha Kingfish. Perry's 3-2. Tapped on the ground, just past the mound to second base. Bazidlo gloves and throws to first in time. It's a 4-3 put out, 2-up, 2-down for Perry here in the fifth. Battle Creek at 12-19, second to last in the Great Lakes East, 7.5 out and bringing up the rear at 7-24. 12.5 behind Traverse City are the Kokomo Jackrabbits. Here in the Great Lakes West, Madison leads the pack at 22 wins and 9 losses here in the second half. Game and a half back are the Wausau Woodchucks at 20-10. First pitch to Cooper Nicholson, fastball chopped on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Wisconsin Rapids, third place in the Great Lakes West entering tonight, 4.5 out of first at 18-14. Green Bay, half a game behind them at 16-13. 5 out of first, 0-1. Fastball in the air, first base side, foul territory. Landon Gaz giving chase out near the tarp. It will get out of play. Count 0-2 here on the Mud Puppy second baseman. Fond du Lac at 10 out of first, 12 wins, 19 losses. That's who the Raptors will see the next 2 days. And it is the 10-20 Lakeshore Chinooks at 11.5 out. No balls, two strikes, the count on Cooper Nicholson. Singled and scored an inning ago, drew a 6-pitch walk in the second. Perry set. The payoff pitch, bounced in on a breaking ball, left-handed batter's box for ball one. Out in the Great Plains East, Eau Claire, how about the Express, a 5-game winning streak to give them the lead in that division right now at 18 wins and 12 losses. They're half a game up on the 18-13 Duluth Huskies. Rochester at 500, 15-15, third place and three out. Nick Perry's 1-2. This is up and in to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Same record as Rochester, 15-15 for the Thunder Bay Border Cats. 4.5 out of first are the 14-17 Waterloo Bucks. Lacrosse second to last place here in the second half in the Great Plains East. Despite winning the first half, they are 10-21. 2-2 breaking ball plopped right down the heart of a plate for a called strike three. 3-up, 3-down for Nick Perry here in the top of the fifth. We head to the home half. Gaz, Duggar, and McIntosh, 5-6-7. Do up for Wisconsin Rapids when we return to Witter Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the Bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
5-6-7 here for the Raptors in the bottom of inning 5 from historic Witter Field. First pitch breaking ball from Miles Hansen to Landon Gaz is there for a called strike. 4-3 Rapids, Andy Ockman returning to here in the Witter Field press box on WFHR. 0-1 off-speed in on the hands, blooped on a one-hop to second. Loving is Cooper Nicholson. He'll throw to first in time. Cashel Duggar has reached in his two plate appearances in this ball game. Six pitch walk for Cash back in the first, hit by a pitch in the third. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for Minnesota. Four runs on six hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids thus far. Kyler McIntosh on deck. Then it is Tommy Gulbranson. First pitch to the UCLA Bruin. Off speed from the right-hander that's on the inside corner for a called strike. All three Mud Puppy runs, tying up the contest in the top of the fourth before Aiden Teal left the yard. Over and out to begin the bottom half of that frame. His 10th of the season. Give the Raptors a one-run lead. Count one and one on Cash. That 0-1 delivery bounced in the dirt from Henson. Should say Miles Hansen goes 1-1 breaking ball, missing outside. Wisconsin Rapids looking to add more insurance at the dish just about halfway through this Tuesday night battle. The 2-1. And on the hands, grounded foul down the first base side by Duggar. Rafter DH in the on-deck circle, that is Kyler McIntosh. Thirteen hits between the two teams so far here tonight. Two balls, two strikes, the count, the payoff from Hansen. Missing up and away, not competitive for ball three. It'll be a full count delivery. Duggar looking to reach for the third time in this ball game. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, tapped foul. Another 3-2 here from Miles Hansen. He got him swinging. Two up, two down for the right-hander here in the fifth inning, and the batter is Kyler McIntosh. That was the 91st pitch for Miles Hansen here tonight. Fours across the board minus the hits category for him in his Northwoods League debut. He's allowed six hits, four earned runs, four walks, and four strikeouts. Kyler McIntosh 0-for-1 in the ballgame, two trips to the plate, flew out to left field in the first, threw a five-pitch walk in the third. First pitch to McIntosh, a breaking ball missing upstairs for ball one. The 1-0 delivery. Fouled straight back by Kyler, count evens at a ball and a strike. Bottom third of the Rafter order for the third time around here at Witter Field this evening. Out of the windup, Hansen rocks and fires the 1-1. It runs inside and hits him. McIntosh will take his base aboard for the second time in the ballgame, and it'll bring up the shortstop, Tommy Gulbranson. Gulbranson looking for just his second hit in a Rafter uniform. He's 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Lined out to short, back to lead off the second. Flew out to right field in the third inning. Back to a righty-on-righty battle. Hansen on the first base side of the rubber. Comes set the first pitch. This is downstairs for ball one. Nine-hole spot with Joey Pizzitlo on deck, top of the order to follow with Aiden Teal. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Inside corner fastball evens the count here at a ball and a strike. Rafter fans, the sellout crowd in attendance looking to get behind Tommy Gulbranson before the 1-1. Breaking ball, tapped foul, right out in front of the Rafter, dugout off a ricochet. It is now a ball and two strikes. A 1-2 pitch coming here to the Rafter shortstop. Hansen set, 14 on the clock, the 1-2. He got him swinging, foul tip into the glove of Ty Gleathert to retire the side. Five innings of work for Miles Hansen here in his Northwoods League debut. Leaves a Rafter on the bases as we head to inning six at Witter Field. Rafters 4, Mud Puppies 3, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top six here in Wisconsin Rapids. Nick Perry to the hill. First pitch to Gavin Shocker. Misses the zone. 4-1. And Yakum returning to here in the Witterfield press box. It is 4-3 Rats here on a Tuesday night at historic Witterfield. 1-0 check swing. Did he go on the appeal to first? Yes, says the crew chief, Manalo Alejandro. Count even at a ball and a strike. The Maryville University product awaits the next pitch from the Rafter right-hander. Taps it foul on the ground down the first baseline and is now 1-2. .912 will be due up for Rapids when we get to the bottom of inning six. It's Perry's payoff pitch. This is low and inside, evening the count at 2-2. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Minnesota. Perry set the payoff. Breaking ball, foul tip into the glove, a casual dugger for strike three. The beer batter of the night here in Wisconsin Rapids has struck out to begin this inning. Some discounted beverages, some beer and root beer floats to the sellout crowd here in Wisconsin Rapids. Back to the top of the Minnesota card for the fourth time around. It is the right fielder, Harrison Bowman. Righty on righty battle. First pitch from Perry, a breaking ball on the inner half. That's called a strike. Bowman 1-2, 3 trips to the plate today. Walked on 7 pitches in the first, struck out swinging in the third, and a 2-run single back in the fourth inning. 0-1 off speed, misses low and outside, evening the count at a ball and a strike. As mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Minnesota finishing out their Wisconsin schedule for the year. Next two at Wausau and then a pair in La Crosse as the 1-1 fastball on the outer edge from Perry is in there for a called strike. 1-2 the count, Harrison Bowman, Troy University, where he plays his college baseball, same spot that Raptor pitcher Kelly Crumpton is committed to for the upcoming year. Another two-strike delivery from Perry. Bounced in the dirt for ball two. It's Brock Larson, the DH on deck, Will Smoot, the first baseman to follow. Perry back on the rubber. Pitch clock resetting as well. A lengthy pause for the 2-2. Pass ball laced foul down the first base side. We'll do it again. Just beyond the Applebee's kid zone here at Witterfield. The next 2-2. Bounced in the dirt. Nice block by Cashel Duggar out in the left-handed batter's box. It is now a full count here on Harrison Bowman. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bases empty in the top of inning six. Nick Perry's full count delivery. Fastball, tap foul right off the ankle of Bowman. A lengthy battle between the leadoff hitter in the Minnesota order and the Raptor right-handed reliever in his third inning of work out of the stable. Bowman not making it easy on Perry as the second hitter in this inning. The next 3-2 fastball just misses outside for ball four. Third time on the bases here today for Harrison Bowman, and the batter is Brock Larson. Brock Larson tied the ball game up at 3 apiece back in the fourth inning with his opposite field RBI single. It's 1-for-3 in the ball game after being the first baseman for Minnesota an evening ago. Pitch from Perry, a fastball catching the zone. Shooting the knees is Nick for a called strike. Tristan Krusenberry, 3 shutout as the Raptor starter here today. He'll look to start again in the season finale Sunday night here at Witterfield. 6:35 against the Green Bay Rockers. A 1 swung on and missed into the glove of Duggar. Count nothing and 2. We have 2 firework nights to close out the season, Friday and Saturday night, in that series with Green Bay. Couldn't think of a better way to end the summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2. Fastball on the outer edge, just missing for ball one. The August schedule couldn't have shaped out any better for the Raptors. Out of the 10 games, 7 at home. And then for a fan's standpoint, 3 of the 7 home games, including fireworks at the end. The 1-2, runner takes off for second, misses the zone. Throw down from Duggar is in time. Cashel Duggar catches Harrison Bowman stealing. That is the second out of the frame. Count is even 2-2 on Brock Larson. The infield resets to regular depth. Payoff pitch here from Nick Perry. Breaking ball got him looking. Nick Perry faces the minimum here in the top of inning 6. Raptors hold a 4-3 lead as we head to the home half right here from historic Witterfield on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It is the bottom of inning six from historic Winter Field. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Minnesota Mud Puppies. That is the right-hander from Maple Grove, Minnesota, and Purdue Fort Wayne, Cole Newell. As the line is complete for Miles Hansen here in his Northwoods League debut. Five innings pitched. Six hits allowed, four earned runs, four walks, four strikeouts, 98 pitches thrown. And Yakim returning to here in the Winterfield press box. 9-1-2 spots due up for Wisconsin Rapids in this inning. They lead Minnesota 4-3 in game two of this series. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Raptors. Three runs, seven hits, and no errors for Minnesota. Joey Bozidlo 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a flyout to right field back in the second, struck out swinging in the third. First pitch to him, bounced in for ball one. Newell throwing in his seventh game of the season, thus far an 0-2 record in four innings pitched. Not the best ERA in the world, I'll leave it at that. It's 29.25. The 1-0 misses low and away. It's a 4.5 whip. You get that high of an ERA when you have back-to-back outings where you allow five earned runs. That's spanning on the 20th and 30th of June at Green Bay and at St. Cloud. The 2-0 fastball is on the inside corner for a called strike. So this is the Mud Puppies' second time here in Wisconsin this season, having that Green Bay trip earlier on. It's Josh Opiola warming up in the Raptor bullpen. 2-1. It's bounced in for ball three. Three from Tristan Krusenberry, and now three from Nick Perry. See those two throw again on Saturday. 3-1. This is low and inside, or so I thought. That is a very late strike two call from Dylan Collins to make the count full. Joey Bozidlo was waiting to see what would happen, and he ended up looking toward the third base dugout. The minute he did it, that's when the strike was called, as the 3-2 is swung on and missed. Tough misfortune there for Bozidlo. He's down on strikes for the first out of the inning. It's back to the top of the Raptor card with Aiden Teal. 3-for-3 in the ball game, double and scored back in the first, singled in the second and scored, and gave the Raptors the lead right back in the bottom of the fourth, his 10th home run of the season. He's missing one thing here tonight. I'll leave it at that. He first pitched to Teal. Breaking ball missing low and inside for ball one. The Virginia Cavalier is the lone Raptor to have multiple two-homer games this season. As the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner called a strike. Last appearance for the right-hander, Cole Newell, did not record an out at Mankato on July 19th in a 3-2 loss. It's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Once again, catching the outer third for a called strike. Three hits and two earned runs off the right-hander. No walks or strikeouts facing three hitters. Five multi-homer games for the Raptors this season. Jake Beauchesne, Jack Mathey, 2-for-8 in Teal and 1-for Chris Arroyo. The 1-2 to Teal, a fastball missing the outer edge to even the count. Teal has been everything as advertised and then some. So much fun to watch him play baseball this summer. The 2-2. Fouled away, straight back from Teal. We'll do it again. See what Newell goes with here on the next two-strike delivery. Breaking ball, got him chasing. Two up, two down, both by way of the cave for Cole Newell. Here in the bottom of inning six, and the batter is Jorge Degatti. Jorge Degatti in the ballgame has reached in all three plate appearances. The first pitch in the righty-on-righty battle, grounded over to third, sliding and gathering as Dykoff, the throw to first, is up the line. Jorge Degatti now reaching in all four plate appearances in the ballgame. It's a two-out base runner for the Rafters for Orlando Lordoy. We'll wait to see how it's scored on the Nova Southeastern product. It'll be an infield single for Jorge Degatti, as it should be. Orlando Lordoy 0-for-1, three plate appearances. Last time up, flew out to center in the fourth inning. Gotti off first, being held on by Smoot. The first pitch to Lordoy, a breaking ball just missing downstairs for ball one. The Buchanan on deck, Gaz to follow. Newell looks to first, 8 on the pitch clock, and comes set on the first base side of the slab, goes back to the off-speed, and it misses downstairs. Rafters scoring runs in three different innings in the ballgame, one in the first, two in the second, and one in the fourth. The 2-0. This is on the outer edge for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Lordoy likely to keep the bat on his shoulder here. As that one misses low and inside for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Lordoy, putting two aboard with two down here in the bottom of inning six for Walker Buchanan. Walker Buchanan driving in three of the four Rafter runs tonight. An RBI single in the first, two-run base hit in the second. Last time up, an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play in the fourth. The first pitch to Walker on the inside corner is called a strike. Another multi-hit game. His father in the house, the third straight game he's made it out to. Hoping to get his first full game in here at Winterfield last night, yesterday's game ending in six innings. 0-1 in the air, foul territory, right field. Will Smoot, the first baseman, giving it a good chase. Then it'll drop in front of the Mud Puppy bullpen. Count now nothing at two. The Virginia Cavalier and Jupiter, Florida native looking to stay alive here in this battle. Newell peers into Lethert and comes set. The 0-2. Bounced in. The outer edge missing in the left-handed batter's box, and because of the ricochet away from the catcher to Lethert, each runner will advance 90 feet. Degatti to third and Lordoy to second. Two ducks on the pond, another big RBI spot here for Walker Buchanan in the bottom of inning six. G- get loud here on the video board. The Raptor fans in attendance corresponding. The payoff pitch. In on the hands, popped up, shallow center. Middle infield drawing out for Minnesota. Who's going to take the ball? Coming in the center fielder, Headley. It's going to be nobody. Walker Buchanan on first, and the throw to first base is errant, but it ricochets back out on the infield. Immediately scored as a base hit for Walker Buchanan as nobody touched it. He has driven in 5 runs in the ball game. It is another 2-out, 2-run single for the Raptor left fielder. Landon Gaz is 0-for-3 in the ballgame, a chance to extend this inning. Landon Gaz a ground out to second base to begin the previous inning. Couple of punch outs as well in the ballgame. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed, count 0-1. Buchanan leading off first, being held on by Smoot. The 0-1. Shot back up the middle and threw for a base hit. Landon Gaz on the board tonight. Walker Buchanan looking to go first, the third. The throw in there is not in time. Ball kicking away as well from Josh Dykart. They're on the corners and the Raptors cooking with some two-out magic here in the bottom of inning 6. Big spot here for Cashel Duggar in 6-3 Wisconsin Rapids. Duggar in the ballgame, reaching in all 3 of his trips to the plate, except the last one, struck out swinging in the 5th. Now 6 runs on 9 hits for Wisconsin Rapids in game 2 of the homestand. First pitch from Newell to Duggar, a breaking ball missing outside for ball 1. Could we see another position player pitch tonight for the Raptors if they get a big enough lead? I mean, they only had a 1-run lead last night when Gabe Casso came into the contest, and he threw the best out of all 3 Raptor arms we saw an evening ago. The 1-0. Swing and a miss into the glove of left third. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Gaz on first, Buchanan on third. The 1-1. Breaking ball in the air, shallow left. Coming in lead, drawing out the shortstop. Shocker, it is Tomas Lee to make the catch and retire the side. Raptors send 7 to the plate and score twice. Another 2-out, 2-run base hit off the bat of Walker Buchanan. We enter the 7th inning here in Wisconsin Rapids. It is the Raptors 6 and the Mud Puppies 3 right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. It is the right-hander from Stevens Point, Josh Opiola. Raptors lead the Mud Puppies 6-3 here from historic Witter Field. 6 runs on 9 hits. No errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors for Minnesota. 3-4-5 due up in the inning for the Mud Puppies. A first pitch from Opiola to Will Smoot. It's right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Josh working low on that 0-1 delivery, missing the zone to even the count at a ball and a strike. Andy Ockham for Locally Grown Radio, returning to you here in the broadcast booth, your one-stop shop for all 70 Rafter games this summer on Locally Grown Radio. 1-1 swung on and missed, count now a ball and 2 strikes on the Mud Puppy first baseman. Got the roll rat chants going on right now in the grandstands. Perfect time to do so here in the top of the 7th. The 1-2 misses up and in to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will Smoot 2-for-3 today. Base hit back in the 3rd. Also an infield single in the 4th. The 2-2. Slider just missing low and outside for ball 3. Rafters adding 2 more in the bottom of inning 6. Yet another 2-out, 2-run single from the Wisconsin Rapids left fielder Walker Buchanan. The 3-2 misses inside for ball 4. 6-pitch walk to Will Smoot. He's on the bases for the 3rd time in this ball game, and the batter is Josh Dykoff. Josh Dykoff, 1-for-2, 3 trips to the plate today. For a 6-pitch walk in the 1st, singled in the 3rd, and last time up in the 4th, flew out to Walker Buchanan in left field. First pitch, shot back up the middle under the glove of Opiola and threw for a base hit. Will Smoot will put on the brakes at 2nd. 2 aboard, nobody out here in the 7th inning for the catcher, Ty Glether. Glether in the ballgame 0-for-3 has ended an inning 3 straight times. The first pitch misses low and outside for ball 1. Popped out to the 3rd baseman Jorge Degatti in the 1st, and then to the 1st baseman Landon Gaz in the 3rd. Last time up, flew out to left to retire the side in the 4th. The 1-0 pitch from Opiola on the outside corner called a strike. All 3 Mud Puppy runs in the top of the 4th inning. They sent 9 to the dish in that inning. Rapids going 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, 1 in the 4th, and 2 in the 6th. The 1-1 pitch misses outside. Opiola, it's his 3rd outing here in a Rafter uniform. Last worked an inning and a 3rd at Green Bay. That 16-8 win on Sunday. 2-1 misses low and inside. Allowed 4 earned runs on 6 hits. No walks or strikeouts for Opiola facing 11 hitters. The 3-1. This is outside for ball 4. It's a 5-pitch walk to load the bags here in the top of the 7th inning. It'll be Caden Headley, the right-handed hitting Minnesota center fielder, to climb in. Headley last time up went down looking to begin the 5th inning against Nick Perry. First pitch to him, line foul down the first base side. Perry's line is complete. 3 innings of work out of the stable this evening. 5 hits allowed, 3 earned runs, all of that coming in the 4th inning. Post-4th inning, he looked really sharp. 2 walks, 4 punch-outs on 67 pitches. It's the 0-1 fouled straight back by Headley. Count no balls and 2 strikes. It's Dalton Fiveash warming up in the Raptor bullpen. That is one of the infielders for Wisconsin Rapids. Could be two straight days with a position player pitching for the Raptors as the 0-2 slider just misses off the plate for ball one. Wouldn't that be something? That's what happens when the roster begins to thin out here in the final week of the 2024 Northwoods League season. The 1-2. Hit in the air right field, sending Lordoy back. This should bring in the fourth run of the ballgame for Minnesota. Catch made, a pair of runners tag. The throw is right behind the mound. Everybody is safe, and it is 6-4 on that sacrifice fly. Dyke off to third, remaining at first is Leather. In to score is Will Smoot. Bring up Tomas Lee. Opiola can generate a ground ball here. Can get the Raptors out of the frame, just allowing a run. Lee in the ballgame, 0 for 2 in his three trips. Drew a five-pitch walk and scored back in that fourth inning. First pitch slider from Opiola, right down the chute for strike one. Opiola set third base side of the slab, the 0-1. Lee showing bunt on the attempt. Goes around as it ends up in the glove of Cashel Duggar. Count 0-2 on the new Prague, Minnesota native. Gaz holding on the runner at first. It's the 0-2. This is out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. The bottom third of this Minnesota order for the fourth time around. 1-2 pitch, chopped on the ground, back up the middle at the second base backing. Taking it there is Gulbranson. The throw to first is in time. As an inning-ending 6-3 double play generated by Josh Opiola. Stretch time at Witter Field. Rats 6, Mud Puppies 4, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It is Kyler McIntosh to lead off post stretch here from Winter Field. It's the Raptors 6 and the Mud Puppies 4 on WFHR. 7-8-9, McIntosh, Gulbranson, and Joey Bozidlo against Cole Newell. First pitch missing upstairs for ball one. How about Josh Opiola? Did allow a run in the top of the seventh, but had runners on the corners with one out, generated an inning-ending 6-3 double play ball off the bat of Tomas Lee. The 1-0. This is inside for ball two on McIntosh. Kyler 0-for-1 in his three plate appearances today. Flew out to left field in the first. for a 5-pitch walk in the third and was hit by a pitch in the fifth. The 2-0. This is outside for ball three. Chance here for the Rafters to get the leadoff man aboard here in the seventh inning. Newell in his second inning of relief work. His next pitch. Fastball right down Broadway, called a